AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson may be set to end his campaign after a poor finish in the primaries and caucuses so far. Right after the Super Tuesday primaries, he talked about the supporters who wanted him to stay in the race.
We still have millions of Americans who are saying on Facebook, you cannot leave us. We have to have a representative of honesty, integrity.
But Carson said in a statement Wednesday that he sees no path forward to the nomination and says he will not attend Thursday's GOP debate in Michigan. Mitt Romney is expected to speak out about the Republican presidential race. The speech by the 2012 GOP presidential nominee is Thursday in Salt Lake City. Romney's been critical of frontrunner Donald Trump on Twitter in recent weeks and has yet to endorse any of the candidates. Brookings Institution senior fellow John Hudak says GOP leaders may be looking for an anti-Trump.
If the Republican Party wants out, wants to get away from Trump, it looks now like Ted Cruz is going to be the person to do it. And I think his wins last night help him make that argument.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton hosted a star-studded fundraiser at New York's Radio City Music Hall. Elton John and Katy Perry among the performers. Greece is making long-term preparations to help as many as 150,000 migrants who are stranded on the border with Macedonia. That's drawing praise from Melissa Fleming with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Greek government is really stepping up, using the army, creating camps, and UNHCR is supporting the Greek government in all of the ways that they need.
South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea has fired several short-range projectiles into the sea just hours after the UN slapped sanctions on Pyongyang. This is AP Radio News. In Oklahoma City, natural gas industry titan Aubrey McClendon was killed when police say he drove his sport utility vehicle straight into a wall. AP correspondent Sean Murphy says the death came a day after McClendon was indicted on a charge of conspiring to rig bids to buy oil and natural gas leases in northwest Oklahoma.
They're still investigating, but they did say that he basically drove directly into a wall. Police said there was an opportunity for him to correct and get back on the roadway. That didn't occur. Also, Mr. McClendon was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash.
But police still say it's too early to say whether the collision was intentional. From a crumpled paper bag in a dilapidated house came a baseball card find of a lifetime. Card experts in Southern California say they verified the legitimacy of seven identical Ty Cobb cards from 1909 to 1911. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.